Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. We're going to talk about the Sioux Falls Air Show in a few moments and the Joe Foss Squadron. But first, yesterday on Dakota Midday, we had a conversation about meth in South Dakota. Immediately after that conversation, SDPB's Charles Michael Ray was able to talk with Eric Bringswhite and others. Bringswhite is a former Rapid City gang member who now works to stop meth use in the state. Bringswhite is a meth prevention coordinator with the Oglala Sioux tribe. He uses culture and spirituality to reach out to those who are struggling with addiction. Bringswhite is critical of recent reforms in the state aimed at reducing the number of people in prison. He says the reforms have led to a spike in meth and increased crime is the result. We have the full interview online, sdpb.org, but now we'd like to share about 5 minutes of excerpts from that conversation coming up with Charles Michael Ray.
My name is Eric Bringswhite. Currently, I'm the methamphetamine intervention coordinator for Oglala Sioux Lakota Housing. Meth is, it's a almost a spiritual addiction. What I do is I not only see the meth, but I want to go further back and what happened. Why are we incorporating this harmful situation into our communities, into our families, into our lives? And I think it's a poor attempt, misguided, misinformed, uneducated attempt to alleviate an underlying problem, an issue that they're unable to heal from and that has scarred them spiritually, you know, all the way down to the beyond the bone, man, to the soul. That's what I'm seeing here, and the effects of it are just devastating, because it just doesn't affect the one person. It affects the entire family, then the community, but even more than that, it's affecting the generations. I mean, it's just a huge ripple effect here. And methamphetamine has been an issue in Western South Dakota for the better part of 20 years. But recently, we've seen a huge detrimental impact on the reservation. I mean, it just... I think our last data that we're utilizing, that I'm utilizing, is a couple years old, but it was 1 in 10 population-wise had used methamphetamines. I'm no expert, I'm no scientist, but I gotta say, this is what looks like a cultural extinction event all across our homelands. Not just the reservation, but this is affecting the town of Rapid and the surrounding areas are feeling this. And if we don't provide these resources that address this hurt, this pain, this suffering, I don't know what it's gonna look like in 10 or 20 years. I don't know what it's going to be like for my children or my grandchildren. Culture heals. Our culture is just as relevant as the education system today, as the psychologist, psychiatrist. It's just as relevant. And we do have the culture costs very little, if at all, anything at all. But that's the only thing that healed me also, was when I found out who I was. I looked in almost in every beer bottle I could find. You know, every joint, every smoke of meth that I could find looking for me. I wasn't ever able to find who I am until I found my culture. In our culture, for every community problem, there's a solution. But it's not something that could be addressed by one individual, by one entity, one program. It does take community, and community is just the derivative of common unity. And that's what it takes here, is common unity. Each of us bring to the table a gift that's unique, and we could die keeping it a secret or live life sharing it. And that's what I choose to do. And I'll work with anybody if it means the betterment and uplifting of our youth, of our families, our communities. I don't put myself in front of nobody. You know, I put the betterment first. That's what I think, that's what it's going to take.